This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHN, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. 2 years ago, Alabama passed a law authorizing charter schools to operate in the state, but the concept has been slow to catch on. Alabama has only one charter school so far in Mobile, and the state earlier this year approved a second to open in Birmingham. These schools are meant to offer access to better quality public education, but many black families have been resistant to the idea. Washington-based television host Roland Martin is trying to change that. He's making the rounds this weekend from Birmingham to Selma, speaking with African Americans. He tells WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler Stewart why black parents have been so resistant.
Fear of the unknown, because the education system is a delivery system. It's not the delivery system. And that's what's troubling for people. And Cheryl, this is the thing. We only know what we know. So when you go, hey, charter school, you get to control your own charter schools. You get to be in control of the curriculum and everything else. Now all of a sudden people go, what are you talking about? That's the fear.
But in a place like Alabama, we have a funding system that has been determined to be unfair for the have-nots.
That's Alabama, Texas, that's Georgia, Arkansas.
But why not fix the system, the funding system first, before doing something?
How long have we been waiting for that to happen?
It has not happened, but is there, what says it cannot happen?
No, but that's fine. You have forces who should keep fighting for that. I'm not saying don't do that. What I am saying is black parents said, I can't wait.
But where's the accountability?
Well, the accountability is there because the law says. The law in Alabama is simple. Same as in Texas. You got 3 years. If you don't hit the numbers, you shut down. That's the accountability. Tell me where is accountability for a school that's been grossly underperforming for 20 years. The law says you don't perform for 3 years, that's it.
What happens to the kids?
What happens to the kids when they've been under school for 20 years? See, here's the deal. What's Alabama's rank? 45th in America. We are not talking about a stellar education system. So if I know I have an education system that's 45th in America, that means only 5 other states are worse than Alabama. I should be saying, hey, bring all your new ideas and your creativity. And if you think you've got a better way to educate our kids, yes, Lord, let's see it.
So if we get over this fear, if we address the accountability problem, are those the two main answers that we're looking for here?
First of all, those are my problems. Here's the deal for me. Give it a shot. If you've done everything right, if you put all the practices and procedures in place, if you had a strong plan, if you did all of those things and you open the school and the student goes there for 3 years and it doesn't work out, and that's sad, but you tried. You actually tried. But what if you go, no, we're going to just keep it status quo? The numbers don't lie. You're going to get status quo results. Yeah. And that's the problem.